T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Gary Wolfel to join us at 8:20. We'll talk about all things All-Star break, all things NBA. Is Gary an All-Star game guy? I know I am, and you are not.
I don't know. I would probably say that he takes it for what it is, and that's just, an exhibition or whatever. We'll find out. You can ask him.
Gary at 8:20. We'll also talk to Jonathan Charks coming up at the Ringer. Your favorite topic, Chris Middleton's future. He wrote an article that we used a lot last week to talk about the discussion. The Bucks have a perfect second option in Chris Middleton. Jonathan Charks with the Ringer. He will join us at 9. And then if you missed any of the Packers coaches talk yesterday or saw it but don't know what to take away from that, Mike Clemens will be here at 9:20. He'll help walk us through all of that. So that's coming up here on The Fan. Speaking of Jonathan Charks and the Ringer just put out their 25 best players through the first 60 or so games of 2018-2019. I'll go through the top 10 with you.
Mm-hmm.
But Middleton is on this list. He's number 22. So Middleton is on this list. And he was deserving of that All-Star appearance. There was one point, though. I hope Middleton goes back and watches the broadcast. Because Reggie Miller, when Middleton was first popping threes Sunday night, Miller goes, "He might as well chuck it. He'll never be here again."
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's come from Reggie Miller, too, man.
I thought, oh, boy.
Hall of Famer.
And then they talked about, you know, he's on the Bucks and they're in first place, so he gets second All-Star. And
yeah, I mean, I feel like there's part of people. I mean, I
kind of a career achievement.
It was kind of a token to the, you know, the fact that the Bucks have been so good this year. You got to have two All-Stars on the team, and Middleton's your second best player on any given night. Sometimes it's Brogdon, but Middleton's the guy who's, you know, is averaging 17, 18 a game, so he's the guy who's going to be the All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but also he has been playing well this year to deserve it. I know that in itself is a polarizing statement, but I think he's been playing well. We'll talk to Jonathan Charks about that at 9.
Yeah, just not, I mean, he's had rough games. He's had rough games, but he's had some good games too. But for the most part, they got the best record in the NBA for a reason. It's just not all Giannis. I think as a group, they've played well around Giannis. I mean, if Giannis is just scoring his 28 points a game, you know, I don't think the team is winning 43 games at this point, 44 games. You know, there's a lot of guys who have helped out and have had moments of the season to help contribute to the, you know, the way the team has played this year.
So your top 10 players in the NBA so far this season, number 10, LeBron James, according to the Ringer, 26 points a game, 8 boards, 7 assists. Did miss a good stretch of games,
yeah,
which is why he would be as low as 10 when he is probably still the best player in the league, if not for one guy here in the city. But LeBron comes in at number 10. Anthony Davis, a lot of trade talk around him. He comes in at number 9 for best players in 2018-2019. Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors, he comes in at number 8. Number 7, Nikola Jokic, who a lot of people are saying is a dark horse for the MVP. 20 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists per game for the Denver Nuggets. At number 6, it's Joel Embiid. KD comes in at 5, his teammate Steph Curry at 4. Paul George, 3, James Harden, 2, and the Greek freak Giannis at one, and I think that's how I would go. I would go Giannis. I would put George at two. I've got a bias against Harden, so I'll put him at three.
I'd drop Harden down below KD for sure. I would drop him below KD. I think if you did this poll, and I would, God, it's just like the way we did the poll for who would you rather have as coach, Stevens or Budenholzer. If you did that poll last year, Stevens would run away with the poll, okay? But this year, since Budenholzer's our guy and the Bucks got the best record in the NBA, and the Celtics, you know, they're still 17 games over the 500 mark, Budenholzer won that in a runaway. If you did a poll, who would you rather have for the final 28 games of your season? LeBron or Giannis? Who do you think would win that poll?
I would think Giannis.
Of course he would. Yeah.
Now, we're talking Milwaukee, or are we talking the country?
Milwaukee. You talk the country, it'd be LeBron. Milwaukee, it'd be Giannis.
Would it be LeBron?
I think if you did the country, it'd still be LeBron.
Yeah. Right now? Isn't Giannis playing at a higher level than LeBron right now?
He is, but I still think if you went nationally and you said, hey, for the final 28 games and in the playoffs, if you could take one player, who would you rather have, LeBron or Giannis? People would still take LeBron, but I think in the city of Milwaukee, in our listenership, people would side towards Giannis.
Are you putting Paul George as the second best player in the league so far this season?
I would say George is second. I'll go KD third.
Like, you can say that KD is a better player than George or whatever.
But George is.
But I think who's been playing the best.
But I mean, I think George has got to carry a little bit more load than KD does in San Francisco. But I mean, you're talking B or 2-3, very close. But I'll take George. But George is not going to win the MVP. Giannis is going to win the MVP.
It seems like that narrative did tilt back to Giannis.
It did. George is not going to win MVP.
We had that little month there where everybody wanted it to be Harden.
No.
But it does seem like it's tilted back to Giannis, with the Bucks still winning, with him being the star that he was over the weekend. There could be a late Paul George rally. And if Giannis ends up losing it to Paul George, it will be because Paul George earned it. If he loses it to Harden, I think it'll just be because of the narrative, and
I don't know how
are attracted to his points.
But I don't know how you cannot give it to Giannis, leading the best team in the NBA, the team with the best record, at least, in the NBA. If they finish with the number one seed or even the number two seed in the East, Giannis should still get, unless they fell off, Giannis should still get MVP. MVP. There's no argument against that.
No, I don't argue against it.
He's the MVP. Whether you're here or you're in Oklahoma City, you still have to say, well, that guy in Milwaukee is still the MVP.
Would you agree that Chris Middleton is a top 22 player in this season?
Well, I mean, let's hear some of the other guys.
All right, so after 10.
I guess you do. He's an all-star.
You go Kyrie at 11, Lillard at 12, Griffin at 13. Rudy Gobert at 14, who was so mad he missed the All-Star game, he cried. Kemba, it was kind of weird. Kemba at 15, Drew Holiday at 16, Ben Simmons at 17, then Karl Anthony Towns, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, Luka Doncic, and Chris Middleton.
Yeah, I mean, he got a lot of great players ahead of him, too. And then who's right after him?
I've got 23, 24, and 25. Vucevic from the Magic, Nikola, Klay Thompson, and then Lowry.
Oh, I'd still take Klay Thompson over Middleton. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you to choose one or the other, if you told me I could have Klay Thompson next to Giannis or Middleton, now there's a vote that Klay would get more votes than Middleton on. Yeah, Klay's a better ball player than Middleton. I mean, there's no argument on that.
Well, neither of them dribble that much.
No, but Klay's a better shooter.
Yeah, if I've got a three-point shot and I need one of them to make it, I'd probably pass it to Klay.
Yeah,
sure. And if Bucks fans are like, "Yeah, let's get Klay here," that's fine. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen probably. But now, as big a Middleton fan as you are, you wouldn't take Middleton over Klay.
No, I'll take Klay, but do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what I'm saying. I don't
Oh, look, he's in that 20 range. No, he's definitely in that 20 range right there.
Look, I am a Middleton fan. I am a fan of Chris Middleton. I want him to succeed. I loved that he succeeded in the All-Star game. I thought that was great. I want him to stay in Milwaukee. And it's not that I'm like arguing to I've never come out and said, "Look, Chris Middleton, I look at all these players in the NBA, and that's the guy you got to pay $30 million to." What I'm saying is the way that the Bucks are coming into this and the way that the market is and the other teams with cap, I think it's going to be in the best. And the way that the Bucks are, they're the best team in the league record-wise. It's going to be in the Bucks' best interest to pay him. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, like I've said too, if they find a better option, they'll go with that. But I mean, if Middleton's their best option, I guess that's, you know, we're going to have to settle on that and go. I want to play out the rest of the regular season. Middleton plays against the Celtics on Thursday night. And, of course, Middleton played well against the Celtics in the postseason. So I'm looking for Middleton. I'm putting Middleton have a big game on Thursday night against the Celtics coming out.
All right, so you don't want to talk about his future until the end of the season?
Well, I mean, we got so far to go. I mean, we got playoffs. We got a long way to go. There's a lot of season left to be played, man. And I'm telling you, I think I'm expecting this season to go right around Memorial Day or after.
All right. No, I can agree on that. We'll wait until a little bit later to do that. On an unrelated note, coming up at 9 o'clock, Jonathan Charks will be here to talk about Chris Middleton's future after the season.
All right, 9:15.
From the Ringer. We'll talk to him at...
What's on the rundown for 9:15?
Mike Clemens.
Well, we could ask Clemens about Middleton.
We could.
Yeah, and he'll say Terdell Middleton was a great running back for the Packers back in 1978. Rushed for over 1,000 yards, 76-yard run against the Lions.
He had a small frame, but it worked out well. You know,
passed away a few years ago.
Yeah. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM. The Fan. We'll talk to Gary Wolfel coming up next.
All right. Tailgating, man. If tailgating is a few months away, but firing up that grill in the backyard is always a great thing to do. Robert's Specialty Meats is your go-to place for that. You don't have to wait for opening day to tailgate, man. Enjoy some delicious food outside your house. Delicious items from Paul Roberts at Robert's Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts, man, he is all things grilling. There's legendary ribs on the stick, savored from the oven, or stovetop grill. Just heat those boneless pork ribs up. In minutes, they'll be ready to go. Smoky barbecue sauce. It's soaked right in there. That special sauce is just ingrained right into those ribs. And they're ready for you. A couple of minutes each side, and you are good to go with the Roberts ribs on a stick. Brats, you want to grill some brats on the weekend, maybe this weekend? They have over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats. The Al Capone Italian sausage just bursting with zesty flavor. Just talking to a guy the other day about the Al Capone Italian sausage. Man, those things are great. Put them on your grill. Again, one of 30 different varieties of sausages and brats at Roberts Specialty Meats. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT. They'll set aside your order. If you want to call in your order, check them out online. Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com for specials and money-saving coupons. They got the hand-cut steaks. They got the chicken skewers, which I think are underrated, man. Those chicken skewers right up there with the ribs on the stick. They got the marinated burgers. Man, the burgers, the beef brisket burgers, terrific. And, you know, the steaks, the chicken, whatever. The marinated chicken they have in the freezer in the upper left-hand corner of the store. All good to go. And the customer service at Roberts, second to none. So if you're grilling out this weekend, or maybe you're grilling inside your house on the stovetop grill, it's Roberts Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Stop in, easy to get to, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive, across from the old Kmart. Roberts Specialty Meats in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
Here's Curry with a high bounce pass. And it's Giannis slapping it home.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the All-Star.
Yes!
There's the highlight, courtesy of Turner Broadcasting, when Steph Curry bounced the basketball higher than the basketball hoop, and Giannis grabbed it around the backboard and slammed it home. The highlight of All-Star Weekend, I think, for a lot of people, Team Giannis does lose to Team LeBron. We'll talk to Gary Wolfel here, wolfelspressbox.com. Gary, if you name a language, I've got the highlight of that play in that language. If you want to come up with the first language off the top of your head, is Chuck Size for some reason.
Wow, you do? Like, how many
good? No, I'm blowing into the mic, actually.
What's up? Gary, give me a language.
Let's go Spanish. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Spanish, okay. Spanish, the highlight.
Need quiere defender. Don Stephen, el pase picado. ¡Vaya mate! Ahí está el mate. Lo mejor seguramente.
How about that?
Not bad. Not bad, yeah.
Are you a fan of the All-Star game, Gary?
Yeah, you know what? I have been over the years. I'm a big fan when they honor somebody. Like, I was at Magic Johnson's last All-Star game, and they had an unbelievable ceremony for him. And I saw Michael's last All-Star game. And Chuck, you would have liked this. Mariah Carey serenaded him.
Oh, yeah. I like Mariah. She'd be in my top five. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as she didn't speak.
Like that, you know, I mean, some All-Star games have been others. I think I've been to like 16 or 17 of them over the years. And
yeah, I like Mariah's build. Just that, man, when she opens up her mouth, man. Ugh. Unless she's singing.
Yeah. No, I mean, All-Star games are, you know, relatively boring. I put them right down there with the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when's the last time you watched and play a Pro Bowl game?
Oh, I could be in Hawaii and I might not watch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. And I'm really having an ambivalent feeling about, you know, the NBA All-Star game. I was in New Orleans 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was like 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. It was just god awful.
You know, I hear that, but that said, I would love to see the All-Star game coming to Milwaukee. I would. I think it would be real cool for the city, for people who like it and all that, and take it for what it's worth. Have you heard at all? What are the odds of that happening? Because we've heard rumblings of that maybe in the near future.
Yeah, there's one slot open. What is it,
2022,
I think. You know, what I'm hearing is it's Milwaukee, Golden State, and Sacramento. And, I mean, nothing against Milwaukee, because I certainly want it here, too. But if the NBA did it right, they'd give it to Sacramento. I mean, they have lobbied this for years. They got a brand-new arena. And if they don't give it to them, it's like, you know, another kick in the face. It's like, you know, we don't care about Sacramento. So,
well, here's where I disagree with you, Gary. I'm going to disagree with you. I look at it as a kick in the face to Milwaukee because we haven't had one since 1977. We deserve an All-Star game here.
No question about it. You know, the other thing you got to take into, you know, consideration: Sacramento built its arena, new arena, before the Bucks by serve, obviously. So. But, you know, if they don't get one there, it's inevitable in the next, what, 6-7 years, it's going to be coming to Milwaukee.
So you'd hate the All-Star game, but you want it here? I don't get that.
I've told you that before. I think it would be great for the city. Hey, you know what? I don't like soccer, but I think it would be great for the city. If they got a soccer team, I would be on board for people. Yeah, more sports in this community is a great thing. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean I wouldn't want it for other people.
Gary, I'm going to play you the highlight in Mandarin now.
想要越过Joel Embiid差太多. Curry, 地板就往上弹.
Whoa! 这样也行啊.
Wow! Okay, now I do want to play one more for you. I'm going to play it in Greek.
Can you play it in Cantonese?
What, in what?
Cantonese.
Cantonese? You want me to play it in Swahili next?
Well, if you want to, that'd be awesome, yeah.
I've got it in Greek. Listen, the Greek guys are like, been there, done that. You think they'd get excited, but they're like, nah.
Θέλουμε τον Γιάννη, και ο Γιάννης είναι το φαβορί, όχι γιατί τον θέλουμε εμείς, αλλά γιατί η ομάδα του έχει το καλύτερο ρεκόρ και έχει εκπληκτικά νούμερα σαν αυτό το κάρφωμα.
So, Giannis and Curry, you know, they've got this chemistry, obviously. They keep picking each other in the All-Star game, and they're throwing alley-oops to each other. And I was saying that, hey, Giannis, if he gets one more alley-oop from Curry, Curry should be busted for tampering because it seems like he's really trying to grease this guy up. And then I believe Marcus Thompson at The Athletic is writing an article. Hey, here's the path for Giannis to come to Golden State. And I feel like over the next 2 years until he signs with the Bucks, should that happen, every writer from every market is going to write an article about getting Giannis to their team.
What about New Orleans?
Maybe not them.
Okay.
They might be the one team that can't figure it out.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like Kevin Durant. Remember how everybody made a big deal? Like, Kevin Durant's got down to five teams or four teams, and the Bucks were on it. And then he comes to the All-Star game, and he goes, everybody is on it.
You mean Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say Kevin Durant, that'd be breaking news. But, Anthony Davis, yeah, you know, I was told Bart earlier, he said all 29 teams, except for New Orleans, on his list.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play the field. I mean, I'll say, I said before, and I'll say it now, he's going to be a Boston Celtic. And it's going to be very interesting.
You think if Davis goes to the Celtics via a trade that he would resign there, or that'd be a one-year kind of stopgap like everyone thinks Kawhi's up to?
Oh, I'm sure if the Celtics sign him, I'm going to acquire him with a trade. He's going to stay there. Danny Ainge isn't going to have a rental. And they got a boatload of first-round picks in this coming draft. They got three or four really good young players that, you know, they can tell New Orleans to, pick. And remember when we were talking about this, by the way, a couple weeks ago? And we were talking about whether they would move Anthony Davis. And I said, I don't think they will because Del Demps, the GM, and there's a chance Del Demps won't be the GM of the team next season.
Yeah, how about that? 2 weeks later, the guy gets dumped. Del gets dumped.
Yes. And that just tells you how messed up that organization is. So it'll be interesting to see who they hire as their GM.
Gary Wolfel joining us, wolfelspressbox.com here, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. I think with the Giannis thing, and I don't see, it's like we can't, I don't think he's going to leave. I've gotten to that point. I don't think he's going to leave, but anything can happen.
Okay, what do you base that on?
I base that on the fact,
gut feeling, or?
I think that what you see is these players that have grown up together, that play with Team USA, that all know each other, that are all friends. And they talk more. Giannis is like, he doesn't talk to you unless you're his teammate, which is why I think it is interesting to bring up the All-Star stuff, because that's really the biggest exposure, what he's getting with other players. There is a tangible chemistry between him and Steph Curry. So I don't think that move is going to happen, but I can tell you, I'm sure the Warriors are, at least when they plan out their like future, are having that as an option or something that they'd like to at least try. You know, I don't know if the Bucks have a room where they think, oh, here's a scenario where we get Kyrie, or here's a scenario where we get KD, but I think the Warriors do try to plan that out as far as possible. I think the fact that Giannis, even when he's not asked about it, he'll come out and say, he'll like just tweet, oh, I love Milwaukee. And I hate that he does that every time, because if he leaves, there's just like more stuff that we can look back and be mad at him about. But I ultimately think that his different background and his love for the city and the home he's made here with his brothers and everybody, I think that he would stay in Milwaukee at this point. And I think that the Bucks, and what I'll ask you is this, I don't think there's anything that they, outside of winning, you know, in the playoffs, I don't think there's anything they could have done differently up to this point. Maybe fire kids sooner, but now they've got it all worked out. I don't think there's anything else the Bucks could have done to this point to make this place an attractive place for him to eventually sign his next contract.
I can agree. Excuse me. I can agree with you more, Bart. I mean, and I wrote about this several weeks ago. Dante DiVincenzo, when the draft was being held, was one of three or four guys the Bucks were looking at. Right? They took DiVincenzo in part because we liked him. Right? Another part was because he was represented by Octagon, and guess who represents Octagon?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So don't tell me that was mere coincidence. Okay. So.
Yeah, but the DiVincenzo, I mean, is he going to be part of this team long term? I mean, he's not this year, he's back and forth to Oshkosh. Sometimes he's not even going up to Oshkosh.
Well, they got to. I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, he's got the Octagon connection, and the Bucks are going to, you know, be very careful not to upset that card, because if it did, it could have a trickle down effect. I mean, these agencies want to be taken care of it, and this is just one way to take care of Giannis.
So should we look at like other free agents that are, might be under Octagon that could come here?
Absolutely. Remember a couple of years ago when it was all Jeff Schwartz's guys?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Bucks had like 6-7 Jeff Schwartz clients, and including Jason Kidd, and now you see them, you know, fading from the scene. So we'll see.
So is Octagon, I don't know if you watched that Finding Giannis special, his agent, Alex Serratis, maybe?
Alex Serratis.
Serratis?
Yes.
Do you, you run into him ever?
He and I actually used to be very, very good friends when Giannis was coming out. He had Schroeder as well, and I flat out told him, I said, if I was picking in the top five, I'd take both of your clients. I liked Dennis Schroeder immensely when he was coming out. And, yeah, I mean, he's kind of a very arrogant, confident agent, so.
All right, I'm going to play this clip. This is from the Finding Giannis special. And, you know, it was 20 minutes about how Giannis came from Greece and now he's here. We, you know, it's always good to find out more about that story. And we learned some stuff about how his family almost didn't get over here and stuff. But there was a part of a commercial shoot that they showed Alex Serratis.
Serratis, yeah.
Okay. They showed him talking about the expectations of the photo shoot. And I got a bad vibe from him, and here's that audio.
We've got a TV commercial shoot. Finished a deal 3 days ago, signed the contracts. I've got an 8-hour production shoot, so we got about 100 cast and crew here and drove up from Chicago to make sure everything is going okay.
You know the spot, right? He said,
So in this instance, they had a creative concept that he's going to be throwing the ball off the backboard and doing a reverse dunk.
It's just a matter of like your comfort level with what you want to do.
We can play around with it and see how he feels, yeah.
Okay.
I said, guys, you know, this is the MVP candidate. There will be no dunking whatsoever, no dunking at all. And the conversations were, well, we're paying him to dunk. I said, no, you're paying him to be a brand ambassador. You're not paying him to dunk. At the end of the day, I made sure to set the expectations extremely low so that when he does do a couple dunks, they love it and everything ends up being great.
I mean, what am I watching here?
So do they? Does this happen all the time where agents do this sort of thing?
I don't know.
Gary would know.
Yeah, Gary.
Well, some of them are, you know, taking a stronger personality than others. I mean, Alex is a young agent, and when you're young in this business, you stub your toes every once in a while. And, you know, I'm not saying he's not going to be a great agent. I mean, he's got Giannis. I mean, what more does he need? But and he's also with Octagon, one of the most powerful, you know, sports agencies in the NBA. So we'll see. I mean, Alex likes the bright lights, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Well, with talking about Giannis and the conversation that we've been having, if I would do a why he's going to stay, why he's not going to stay, I would put his agent into why he might not stay column.
Yeah, and so would I.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, he comes across a little arrogant in that where he doesn't want Giannis to dunk a basketball. Why would that be? He's afraid Giannis is going to get hurt dunking a ball.
No, it's because you just want to have some sort of power. You know, when you get in these situations and it's your client, you can like just kind of make up ways to have power. And if you watch the commercial, I'm pretty sure it was the...
That's a little petty, though, if he doesn't want him to dunk because he wants to show he's wanted got some power.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And if you watch the commercial, I think it's the T-Mobile spot where the guy is playing horse with Giannis, and Giannis dunks because the guy is a little guy with a body type like
me.
He ain't dunking. Mm-hmm. So the joke is Giannis, is, you know, you get an H. And if he didn't dunk in that commercial, I mean, what else? Well, he takes it. I mean, just it wouldn't have worked if he wouldn't have dunked. And then for the agent to, like, not only do that, but then to have that featured in the show with, like, to be proud of it. And I know everyone's accusing me of reading too much into stuff this week, but I watched that clip, and that's what I took away from that special was, okay, Giannis is surrounding himself with family, but this guy has kind of inserted himself into Giannis's family, and I don't get a good vibe from him. That's what I'm saying.
And to be fair to Alex, most of the agents of big-time players do. I mean, they are very controlling, and they tell their players, hey, you play basketball, we'll take care of the other stuff, and you got to trust them. And, you know, so far, Giannis has trusted them. I mean, the only misstep I saw with Sarazza so far was when Giannis signed that contract extension, you know? He didn't take the max, and everybody around the league was laughing at him for it. And he bought into the Bucks' plea to take a smaller amount so they could bring in other players. And I think at that time, the logic was, hey, we can give this money to Jabari. Well, you know, that didn't work out. And now Giannis is wondering, like, hey, why didn't I take the max, you know? So
why did he keep him as his agent then if the agent failed him on one of his first big contracts?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of players would have dumped him.
Yeah.
You know? You're absolutely right. But there is obviously a trust between the two, a great rapport. And but I really believe, like Bart just said, that Sratsis is going to have a major role in whether Giannis stays in Milwaukee or not.
But then also the best way to recoup that money is to stay in Milwaukee, at least from a salary standpoint, because they'll be able to offer him the Supermax.
Yeah,
and, offer him more money.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we could talk forever about this, contract situation, but what Milwaukee doesn't have is the endorsements. I mean, nobody can hide from that fact.
He does a hell of a banking commercial. I want to know how long, if it took 8 years.
I do love that.
I do. I could watch that. I could watch that forever, man. I love the commercial. Every time it comes on, if I'm going up to get something to eat and I'm living room watching the Bucks game and that commercial comes on, I watch it every time.
And the lady who plays the role is outstanding. I mean, you know.
She's your typical bank teller. Every bank teller has that lady.
Including mine, yes.
Every bank has got that lady who's in that bank commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Whose body's more rocking, the teller from the Giannis bank commercial or Mariah Carey? 414-799-1250.
It depends on what type of woman you like.
Just to tie it all together.
I prefer the Mariah Carey type.
Gary, appreciate some insight. We will be in touch. We'll talk soon.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Some of the other Octagon clients, Ryan Anderson, all the Antetokounmpos. Bart, geez. What's his name? DiVincenzo. Neither of you guys can say DiVincenzo right.
DiVincenzo.
There you go.
I've said DiVincenzo. Yeah. Loved him when he was at Villanova.
I think one of you said DiGiorno in that interview. Luol Deng.
So we're probably thinking of the banking commercial.
Solomon Hill. Wesley Matthews is an Octagon guy. Trey Young. Oh, and look at this name right here. Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. There we go.
Interesting.
There we go. Love to have Steph in Milwaukee.
Now we're talking. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Don't forget, at Perkins, Bart's Breakfast Bonanza continues for a limited time. I believe this is the final weekend. So if you want the three eggs, the four pieces of meat, the hash browns, and the pancakes, the four pancakes, go to Bart's Breakfast Bonanza when you get to Perkins. Order that. You can do this at any Perkins in southeastern Wisconsin, any Perkins throughout the Milwaukee area. Three eggs, the meat, bacon, or sausage, either one, four of them, four links, four strips, four patties, whatever you like, the hash browns, and then four pancakes. You get that all for $6.99 when you head to Perkins. Kids eat free after 4 o'clock on Tuesdays and Saturdays, so that would count today. Get a breakfast, maybe for dinner, or anything else on their expansive menu. A lot of new burgers they've rolled out that are definitely worth a try. You can do that after 4 and get a free kids meal when you bring your offspring. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins on The Fan.
We spent a lot of time last year having to shuffle in a lot of different players. In year one of a system, it's really hard to get into the graduate level details of the jobs. So kind of going through the end of the year cut-ups and you come to the realization we spent so much more time last year on coaching players on what to do and not enough time on how to do it. And that's usually typical of a year one. So we're just looking forward to having guys that are experienced in the system. We have a much better sense of who we are and what our skill set is and what we want to get done.
That's Mike Pettine, Packers defensive coordinator. One of the guys talking yesterday, we met Nathaniel Hackett for the first time, the offensive coordinator. We got to see Matt LaFleur speak a little more. Mike Clemens will join us at 9:20 to tell us what exactly we need to take out of those press conferences that happened yesterday. Mike Clemens will join us in about 30 minutes. So coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Jonathan Charks from The Ringer about Chris Middleton. He is hugely high on Chris Middleton. We were talking about top 10 players. He might want to throw Chris Middleton into that list.
Oh.
So we'll talk to Charksy.
We'll see. I don't know if he's going to make that list.
Coming up at 9.
I'll give you 22, but not top 10 for Charksy.
And then Mike Clemens at 9:20. And then we'll hear a little bit more about the Mike Moustakas stuff before the end of the show. So that all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Bill Barnwell, ESPN.com. He's doing this for every team. 5 things every team should do in the offseason. He has done the Green Bay Packers, and I'd like to throw his ideas off of you.
Okay.
Now, when we hear from Mike Pettine there, the problem is in year one, when you put in a system, he says it's a lot about telling them how it works and not how they can best fit in it. But this defense is going to look, there's going to be a lot of turnover, probably in the linebacking core, especially in the secondary. Number one on Bill Barnwell's list of things the Packers need to do this offseason is let Clay Matthews leave. Do you want to see Clay Matthews leave?
Well, I mean, if he's not going to play middle linebacker, then as an outside guy, I think you could cut him and use that salary for something else. But I think he's best served on this team as a middle linebacker in that rotation. But so I'm fine with that. I think Packer fan would be fine with that too.
There's this thing he writes about called the hometown premium, where we talk about a hometown discount.
Mm-hmm.
You think, well, Clay Matthews, you've been here, you've made a lot of money, right? You signed that 5-year, $66 million deal. So you should say hometown discount. You want to continue as a Packer. Could be easiest for you. You've played here. You know what it's like. You live here. So sign a little cheaper than you'd sign somewhere else. But I think what we see happen with players, we saw happen with TJ Lang, Jordy Nelson in a very extreme case. The hometown premium is like, hey, you pay me more. I've been here. I deserve a little more. And even if the team offers the market value, you could be a little insulted when your team isn't willing to give you a little bit more for all your years of service. That could be something he speculates could happen with Clay.
I think we learned a lesson with CC Sabathia because he loved it here and, you know, his half year here and he did great here and the fans took to him. Maybe CC will take the hometown discount for being half a year. Well, we got a quick reality check on that because he went to New York shortly after and his press conference didn't even mention Milwaukee, like he'd never even been here before. So I think that was a quick lesson on anybody who loves to hear about the hometown discounts that they just don't grow on trees.
Was it him or Prince Fielder? I think it was Fielder.
Well, him too.
I think it was Fielder where the Brewers offered 4 for $100. And it was like, all right, we'll offer this. We know he ain't taking it, but
yeah,
let's just offer it to
yeah,
him.
And I think they might have had a token offer for CC too.
Yeah.
But I think Prince the same thing. Oh, Prince, he'll stay here. He's a Milwaukee guy. Oh, he grew up in the Brew organization. Oh, we saw that. Business is business, and these guys are just like Jordy. They lowballed Jordy, and Jordy took the offer in Oakland.
Right. Now, they really lowballed Jordy.
Oh,
like with TJ
so.
Lang, they offered him, what, 6 or 7, and he took 8 or 9?
Mm-hmm.
But with Jordy, they offered him, like, less than $2 million.
Yeah.
And then he got 7.
It was peanuts, and he was going to Oakland because their career, you know, he knows he's not going to live in Oakland forever or stay in Oakland, but these guys are out to grab as much money as they can right now while they are in their career and then worry about after their career once they got all this money stacked up.
Bill Barnwell, ESPN.com, says number 2 thing the Packers should do after letting Clay go is retain Muhammad Wilkerson. He was on a prove-it deal last year, 1 year, $5 million. He, of course, got hurt. He thinks the Packers should do it again. I think a lot of us can agree we would like that. The problem is other teams may be in on it this time when it seemed like the Packers were the only option last year. So if they can keep the guy up front on what is the strength of that defense, their line, that would be ideal. Now it's just a matter of, will he get other offers?
Well, I saw a report this weekend that Mo wants to stay. with Green Bay. Well, he wants to come back next year. So
I would like that.
So he wants to come back. Now, whether the Packers want him back at their price, we'll see.
The Packers should also add a free safety. This is a position that's secondary, especially the safety core, that really hasn't been the same since Nick Collins got injured. The Honey Badgers out there, also LaMarcus Joyner, who we saw in the Super Bowl with the Rams, could be an option. So the Packers should definitely find a free safety. You know, one thing Gutekunst did, we don't talk about or haven't since, but trading Ha-Ha, trading Ty, and getting picks for them, I don't think those guys are going to stay on their current teams. Hundley, too. He traded all these guys for picks, and it doesn't seem like any of them are going to stay on their current team. So Gutekunst at least getting something for
that. Yeah, because they weren't going to stay here either, obviously. Honey Badger. I would I would very much like to go after him.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Bill Barnwell also says, number four, they should add at least one wide receiver. They've got Geronimo Allison, Valdez Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, Devontae Adams. The future out on Randall Cobb at this point, but you should find another high target in addition to Devontae Adams. Some names that could be out there. Golden Tate and Jamison Crowder, some of the names if we don't look at the Antonio Brown trade or Odell Beckham.
Well, did you see the fake Ian Rappaport Twitter account last night?
No.
Had some people buzzing about, well, you know, the fake Ian Rappaport account had Antonio Brown coming to the Packers for draft picks. Yeah. I was Googling around last night, and all of a sudden I Googled, I think I might have Googled Antonio Brown, and you know how they'll mention latest in Twitter, and that came up, and it said Ian Rappaport, but then once you look into it, you realize it's not Ian Rappaport.
Did your heart sing for a minute?
I was, because it said, well, here's what it is. I had not heard the news, because normally you're going to get alerts in your phone, and it said 2 minutes ago, Ian Rappaport reporting. Yeah, that's the whole trade scenario. And I'm like, what? 2 minutes ago? God. And then you click it on, and it's not Ian Rappaport.
The other thing is, not only are there fake Twitter accounts, but what people will do also is retweet old stuff. Like when Aaron Rodgers got hurt against the Bears in week one, people would find the tweet that said he's going to miss the season from a couple years ago, and they'd go retweet that, and then that's in your timeline, and then you're thinking, oh, my God. So that's another. Always check the date, and always check the account if you're online.
I don't get it.
I
don't get why people do that.
Because people are inherently bad.
People have nothing to do in their life but to cause chaos like that.
Yeah, chaos is fun.
Yeah.
That's why people do it.
I don't understand it.
And the other thing, which we are going to talk about ad nauseum over the next few weeks once we finally get into it, he says the Packers should use one of their first-round picks. They've got two to draft an edge rusher. A lot of names out there. All I've really seen in the draft studying I've done, which is very limited, is that should they go get a receiver with that pick or should they go get an edge rusher? Again, I don't know a lot of the names. I got to do a lot more research. You got to get an edge rusher with that first
pick. Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, toward the middle rounds, a tight end, certainly. You don't have to go first round with a tight end like they did with Bubba Franks, but you can get a tight end in this draft. Edge rusher for sure, without a doubt. Maybe two, or maybe one later on down the road as well. But free safety, I think you get to draft one of those guys too. There's definitely some needs. Offensive lineman, of course.
Yeah, we ain't touch on that.
Yeah.
Chuck and Weichler served up by Perkins in the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. We'll talk more Packers. Mike Clemens, 920. As Matt LaFleur talking, we met Nathaniel Hackett. We heard from Pettin again. We even heard from Luke Getze. Mike Clemens will join us in about 25 minutes. Coming up next, Jonathan Charks with The Ringer. The Bucs have a perfect second option in Chris Middleton. Wrote the article a week ago. Thinks that Chris Middleton, maybe even higher than number 22 in this league, which The Ringer came out with as well so far. We'll talk to Jonathan Charks about Middleton's future this year and beyond.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.